And welcome back to the Coach's Show here on Extreme Country. We're now meeting with the Red Bulls wrestling coach, Adam Williamson. And we got to talk about the big thing here. We had a lot of guys going to state. How important is that for you, just to know that you had a solid roster of guys going to state?
Yeah, it's always the goal, ultimately, to get to that next level, that state tournament level. So, yeah, it was great to get a few guys there and also find some success there.
Speaking of, like, just maybe things that you saw in state compared to the regular season, was there maybe a different approach to how things were done, or did you try to just keep it as stick to the basics as possible?
Not a lot gets changed going into postseason. Once the team was done, we just more or less get laser focused on what the kids needed to do. And we didn't change a whole lot in practice. Just kept them working hard. You know, the conditioning was at a good level from the whole season. And, you know, it's kind of just honing the finer details of their skills, their wrestling abilities, and not changing a whole lot going to that end of the season. It's just more the mental focus of tournament wrestling and trying to get them to the next level and to achieve their goals.
So when you compare team wrestling versus the individual style of wrestling, does anything change kind of how you teach them how to go at it on the mat? Or is it you just try to say, okay, this time you're just doing it for yourself, not for the team?
There's a little bit of difference because you're not so focused on maximizing points for the team. You're focused on, hey, how can you shorten a round for yourself, get a bonus point win or get a pin or a tech fall to shorten the round, and not so focused on, hey, we need all 6 points. We need this pin for the team to add to those dual points. You know, you're a little more open to, hey, it's your match. Do what you feel best for what can you do to put yourself in the best position to win. So yeah, it does change your strategy quite a bit when you just try to look to the strengths of the kid, each individual, and let them go for it from that standpoint.
So talking about, you know, just kind of highlighting some of the big players you had up there, Maddox Faber, just a sophomore kid making his way all the way up to state. Just a huge thing for just a sophomore kid, because most of the guys up there, they're juniors and seniors. They've kind of honed their skills a lot. But then you got some younger guys like Maddox Faber going up there. How big of a learning moment is that for him?
Yeah, for Maddox, I mean, he just made a huge jump from last year to this year. You know, a 22-win season last year to over 40 wins this year is just an incredible improvement. Even throughout the season, you know, gaining confidence through some big wins and big tournament victories. I think he showed himself and showed all of us that, hey, he can wrestle with the best of them and compete very well and very strongly with the best of them. And he really gained in that mental side of the sport throughout the season that, hey, I do belong. Hey, I'm reaching some of my goals, check marking them off. And one of those big goals was to make the state tournament. And so he can check that one off as a first time state qualifier. And even at the state tournament, he proved to himself and, you know, all his competitors that he can wrestle with some big dogs. And, you know, even the opening round up there, he was up against the 2 seed. And wrestling pretty tough into the second period and actually was leading the match. And, you know, just had one little slip up with a reversal and ended up getting pinned. But he came off not upset at himself, but more confident, actually, and like, oh, I can beat these guys. And so he even left the state tournament with the realization, even though he didn't place, he got that experience of a few matches there and got a big win there. Oh, man, I'm going to come back even stronger, even better, and I'm going to beat all these guys. I mean, that's his mentality now after experiencing all that. So it was a big season for that for him, the building of confidence, knowing that he can come back next year and beat these guys. And he wants to place in state tournament. And being a sophomore, to mature in that way was awesome for him. And now he can come back and hopefully have an even stronger junior season. And, you know, maybe he's in the running for a state title. And that's kind of the next goal for him is going back there. I want to place as high as I can. Just being the first timer, that was huge for him.
Speaking of some other big dog names that we're talking about, Tori Paplow, he picked up 2 wins up there in state as well. And then, of course, you got Pierce Roman, picked up a 3rd place victory, which has to be huge, especially since when you look at it, Martin County is just a little speck on the map compared to a whole lot of these other schools up here. And the fact that you guys can come in and pick up 3rd place is huge.
Yeah, in Class AA, it is by far the most competitive class in wrestling. And it's no knock on any other class. There's a lot of tough storied programs in Class AA, and the level of competition is just extremely high. And yeah, Pierce and Tori to come back as, you know, state qualifiers last year, placing, you know, getting that first taste of the Excel Center and the state tournament experience was huge. They came back, both came back and had great seasons. I mean, Tori led the way with a lot of big bonus point wins for us, a lot of pins, 45 wins on the season. It was just phenomenal and won a lot of big tournaments. And, you know, he fell a little short of his goal of placing up there, but yeah, getting a couple wins against some really strong competition was huge. And he was just a couple points away from moving on in that population side to be in the placing. He just needed one more win, but he was right there, and kind of similar to Maddox. He came off, you know, not mad about it, but more motivated. Like, it's time to go back to work, and he'll have a strong off season of wrestling freestyle and Greco-Roman, and they'll be wrestling a lot of the spring and summer and putting in work to improve himself. So that's the next step for him as well. Him and Maddox, they want to get on that state podium, and getting them both back next year will be great. They really stepped up as leaders, matured as people and as wrestlers, and it's great to see. You know, that's the most, you know, for me as a coach, that's what I'm most proud of, is these guys they're turning into great young men. They're great students, and they're just turning into really solid leaders for us too. Pierce, to get on the medal stand, he had a really tough draw at state. He was up against the number 1 seed first round, wrestled him tough. I mean, he took a loss, but, you know, that match was really down to the difference of who won a takedown scramble here and there. And he, you know, just fell a little short in that opening round, but battled back for a bunch of wins in a row. And then he kind of got revenge on that from that first round, because he faced the same opponent in the 3rd place match, and he beat him pretty handily. And Pierce is the kind of kid who, once he wrestles an opponent, he kind of figures them out and figures out what he needs to stop of their offense, and kind of figures out what he needs to do to score points and win big matches, and kind of what he's done all year. Anybody he's seen multiple times, he's put a bigger gap in the win column, or if he took a loss, he only took a few, but he was closer and closer the next time he faced those same opponents. So just a phenomenal outcome for him to end up back in the 3rd place with a 3rd place medal after losing first round. That's really tough to do. That's a lot of wins in a row to get back to that level. So we're just super proud of his performance up there and bringing back a state medal.
So when you look at all of the chaos that goes down during state matchup, how exactly do you kind of coach the guys while they're going at it? I mean, you got all the stands hooting and hollering. You got 8 different matchups going on at the same time. Do you kind of just hope that the guys just retain some of the stuff that they learned from you coaching, or are you able to actually get some stuff from the sidelines and squeak through all the background noise?
Yeah, you can tweak some little things, but ultimately it comes down to the kids on the mat, and we really try to, you know, leading up to that point, we, like I said, in practice, we're just focusing on the mental part of it, getting the kids to realize, hey, it's just wrestling, and all you got to worry about is taking care of wrestling and what you do out there. And in the background, or, you know, the backstage area, getting warmed up and ready, we just kind of stay in their ears about, hey, all you got to do is be the best version of you and do what you do out there on the mat. Forget about everything else. Forget about the bright lights, all the people. Focus on the wrestling mat and focus on wrestling. And, you know, what got them there was their style of wrestling. So we're not trying to change big things. It's kind of breaking down the opponents. You can find film. You can find video on most kids and kind of break down what they do offensively. Try to just know how you're gonna approach that to stop it. Hey, I see we can get this kind of takedown on him, or just tweaking little things to be more prepared. But ultimately, it's just a wrestling match, and they got to go perform on the mat and forget about the rest. So that's what we kind of settle them down that way and get them prepared and as comfortable as possible before their matches.
So we've seen what happened for the team. We've seen what happened during individuals. Going forward for next season, what are some of the goals that you're hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, I think we bring back a solid squad. We lose a couple seniors from the lineup. Got a lot of young guys coming up. A lot of great experience coming back. And I think we'll have a step up in our level of success as a team next year. We were 13-7 on the season this year. Fell just a little short of the section final four, but I think if we solidify our lightweights, and I think we will, with just some of those kids getting experience this year, and we'll do some off-season things where we do some camps this summer, go to a team camp, and kids do a lot on their own, so they get together and wrestle and hit the weights, and I'm hoping we bring back a nice squad and can fill in with some new young faces and find a lot of team success next year, and individuals too. You know, bring back a few other section placers that'll be returning. You know, our heavyweight DJ Miller, he fell just one match short of the state tournament. He'll be back next year and hopefully get to that next level. So I'm hoping we'll see even more numbers at the state tournament and maybe have a shot as a team too. If we fill the weights well, stay healthy, those are going to be the big things.
That was head coach Adam Williamson of Red Bulls Wrestling. We will have more on your coach's show coming up next.